The United Kingdom, alongside four key allies, has imposed sanctions on two senior Israeli ministers, citing their repeated incitement to violence against Palestinian communities amid escalating conflict in Gaza and the occupied West Bank. The sanctions, which include asset freezes and travel bans, target Israel's National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir and Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich. The measures were announced in a joint statement by the UK, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and Norway. British Foreign Secretary David Lammy said the action was taken in response to the minister's extremist rhetoric and incitement, which have contributed to serious human rights abuses. "These actions are not acceptable," the statement read. "This is why we have taken action now to hold those responsible to account." Both Ben-Gvir and Smotrich are known for their far-right positions, support for expanding Israeli settlements deemed illegal under international law, and public calls for the annexation of Palestinian land. Smotrich has previously made statements suggesting support for the expulsion of Palestinians and the destruction of Gaza, while Ben-Gvir, a settler himself, has called for the re-establishment of Israeli settlements in the coastal enclave. Israel's Foreign Minister Gideon Saar called the sanctions outrageous and announced a special cabinet meeting to formulate a response. Smotrich, speaking at the inauguration of a new settlement in Hebron, dismissed the UK's move as contemptible. "Britain already tried once to prevent us from settling our homeland. We will not allow it again," he said, referring to British rule over Palestine prior to Israel's founding in 1948. The sanctions come amid growing frustration from Western governments over Israel's military campaign in Gaza and its restrictions on humanitarian aid. In recent weeks, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has indicated that coordinated action with international partners is more effective than unilateral moves. Last month, the UK suspended trade negotiations with Israel and summoned its ambassador over egregious policies in the occupied territories. The UK, along with France and Canada, has warned Israel of concrete actions if it continues its military offensive and maintains aid blockades. All three nations have reiterated their support for a two-state solution. Foreign Secretary Lammy has sharply criticized recent Israeli operations, calling them a dark new phase in this conflict. He also condemned Smotrich's earlier comments that hinted at ethnic cleansing and the forced relocation of Palestinians. The war in Gaza, which began in October 2023, has claimed nearly 55,000 Palestinian lives, most of them women and children, according to Gaza's Ministry of Health. Israel has enforced a strict blockade on the territory, allowing only limited aid through a controversial, U.S.-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, which critics say politicizes relief efforts and undermines.